Blog Talk Radio.
You have entered the Swinger State of Mind with your hosts, Frenchie, LaCrush Hart, and Trinity Blake.
My name is Trinity Blake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm LaCrush Hart.
I'm Jay.
Hot boy. And French in the building.
Right. Got Frenchy French. And we got our newest friend, Jay Peebles, on the airwaves with us.
Yeah, we want to introduce Jay Peebles tonight. Well, I just learned there is a difference. He's originally from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And he now lives in Dallas, Texas. So thank you, Jay, for joining us on Ladies Night.
I asked earlier if
there was a difference between the Bronx and Brooklyn. Apparently there is.
Mm-hmm.
Very big difference.
Mm-hmm.
What's the main difference? What's the main difference, Jay?
Well, the difference is Brooklyn thinks everybody in the Bronx is crazy, and everybody in the Bronx knows everybody in Brooklyn is crazy.
Okay. We got all sorts of things going on because Frenchie's originally from New Orleans, and now you live in New Jersey, right, Frenchie?
All day. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you know what? I can't say I'm living in.
Okay. How long have you been in New Jersey?
I'm still calling myself a loose. You know, I'm doing my thing while I'm here.
I think we lost Frenchie.
Frenchie, are you?
Your phone. You got all these burros fighting over this, fighting over that.
Frenchie, we can't hear you.
It's okay. When Frenchie gets back, when he gets back, he can clue us in on where he actually lives, if he actually knows. But we definitely want to welcome everybody to the show. We have a lot of fun topics and very sexy topics to speak about. Crush and I had a lot of fun putting it together, as we always do. I think that's more fun than anything. Press, how was your week outside of putting the show together?
It was sad.
It was a sad week.
You know how y'all was talking about my phone? What kind of phone are you using tonight?
I'm on my house phone.
Dave, do you hear her?
Yeah, I'm here.
She sounds like a Darth Vader.
I'm here.
Do you hear the echo on Crush?
Yes, you can hear the echo online as well.
Yes.
But I don't know why. All right, I'll try to fix that as we talk. But my week was sad. My week was sad because, is it still there?
Yeah, you're good.
Anyway, my week was sad because I've been off air all week. I haven't been on air since last Wednesday. And that's like withdrawal.
You did it to yourself. You did it to yourself.
I know.
I'm going to take a break and work on some stuff. I was like, okay.
Like withdrawal. I got the itch and the shakes and I'm sweating right now. My cat broke my fan. So I'm going through the motions right now. Anyway,
I wanted to.
I really want to hear this one. How did a cat break your fan?
Okay, so my cat is really, really, really big. I call him Lionel Garfield Tiger Ho. Y'all already know the reason why that. Anyway.
He don't know his name at all, do he?
Well, his original name is Max, so we try to stick to that. But to me, he's Lionel Garfield Tiger Ho. Anyway, so my window, I had to put a screen in because he got lost outside on the fire escape. Anyway, he wanted to chase the birds this morning through the screen, and my fan was up on the windowsill, and I'm sleeping, and the fan bopped me in my head, and I had to position it, and so now the motor blown out of my fan. It's hot here. I'm in the back of the, so my room is not getting no circulation. I'm just going through the motions.
So you're a hot mess right about now.
Literally. Yes. Yes. Literally, yes. I'm a hot mess.
That really, really. I wanted to ask Frenchie about his family back in New Orleans, but I don't know what Frenchie's over there doing. Considering they got the hurricane over there in New Orleans.
Oh, Frenchie, are you still with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
No.
Oh, we can hear you now. We couldn't hear you earlier.
Can you hear me?
I could. Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on my incognito shit right now. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Nah, you know, it's cool. You know, I want to thank, you know, everybody who's tuning in. Thank y'all for the love and the support. And be honest with you, today is the actual anniversary day of Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And to top it off, the levee broke just like Katrina. It really happened. However, it's not New Orleans. It's about 100 miles out from New Orleans. It's in another parish.
Wow.
And so it's kind of like, I mean, the irony of today, it's crazy. It's mad crazy. But the family's good. We're not floating in the boats. We're chilling, kicking our dogs up on the porch, watching the rain, smoking on a little something. Some of us is getting it in. You know, I talked to my cousin. He said, boy, you're interrupting me right now. Let me do my thing while this weather is bad. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, we're gone, cousin.
We had a barbecue.
Damn near. You know, my uncle Ray Ray, he was doing that. He had it going on like that. Uncle Ray Ray had it going
on.
Can I just make a clap for that? Shout out to Uncle Ray Ray. Because I love this Uncle Ray Ray. Shout out to Uncle Ray Ray.
I ain't lying. I'm not making this up. Uncle Ray Ray's barbecuing and my cousin getting it in.
That's what it is.
That's Sam right there.
I have Uncle Billy. I have Uncle Billy, but I don't have Uncle Ray Ray.
You have a June bug.
Hey, I have an Uncle Junior.
No, you have a June Bug. Y'all call him June Bug.
I have a cousin named June Bug.
Okay, see, so we can work with that. We can work with June Bugs, Uncle Joe. Everybody got an Uncle Joe.
I got an Uncle Joe. I got an Uncle Richard. I have a lot of uncles.
Yeah, see.
And they're about, Frenchino, my hometown is about 30-35 minutes outside of New Orleans. And their main concern was that they had enough liquor. And
I'm glad to see my family ain't the only one who think like that.
We got it.
Yes. We gotta be on deck.
Right. We got ice and liquor. We're ready for the storm. We can get through anything. Ice, liquor. Cut
out. If you got something to drink, you can get through everything.
Mm. Right, until you wake up.
Wake
up, don't have no house. Just be lounging, be like, damn, it's kind of chilly in here.
Right. After Hurricane Katrina, I remember I called my family, and I was like, you know, it took me forever to get a hold of them. But in Mississippi, we have landlines instead of, the above ground. And I was like, is everything okay? And my aunt was like, baby, that's a pine tree produced some really good wood. We out here barbecuing.
Mm-mm.
I was like, oh, okay.
Come
what
on.
Were you about to
say, I'm just saying, this is just amazing. This New York City, I don't know. I've never been in one of those situations, but big shout out to all those that's wavering it out and weathering it out, I should say, and, you know, keeping strong and those that are really, you know, on their P's and Q's. Not to laugh at it, but I love Uncle Richard.
A lot of blessings right now, so that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. And they're out of power, too, y'all. They ain't got no power.
Oof.
No, they don't.
700,000 people, no power.
You don't need none when you got a grill.
This guy.
This guy. A barn fire.
Okay, so Jay, are you excited about being on the show for Swinger State of Mind?
Yes, very, very excited, very excited. Trying to fit in, see where I fit in, and then just chime in. But you know me, I feel comfortable talking all the time, so it don't make no difference.
Okay, and we were also talking early about your nickname. You want to tell the show about what they call you?
They call me Mr. UPS, a.k.a. The Cure.
Hold on, player. How can UPS be the cure?
Say again?
How can UPS be the cure? Explain that to us.
Not S.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Cure.
Oh, my bad.
C-U-R.
Oh, he's thinking of the mailman.
Yeah, you know, I'm about to see how he's going to work that in. That's fine.
Can you please tell them what UPF means?
UPF stands for the Ultimate Pleasure Foundation.
Wow.
Yes, and it goes down.
I heard that.
So, Press, now we have the Cure, and then we have the one and only Frenchie.
Double threat.
Really, that's a lot.
So y'all trying to say it's boys against ladies tonight?
Never.
Well, it's ladies' night. Oh, no. Wait,
no, I'm just saying.
Right there.
You know, they was like the boys. I thought they was trying to start something.
Okay. Oh, no, I don't want. Y'all got it. It's all about y'all.
Hey, I got the Astro Glide. That's how I get down. Just saying. Okay. Well, Frenchie, we thought you were going to be gone for Fashion Week this week. What's going on with you?
I'm glad you asked. Fashion Week is going smooth. We just started out this past week. We're going through the pre-setup stuff. So Fashion Week really don't start to the 6th. But we're doing a pre-setup, doing the mock walkthroughs, make sure you know where you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to do it, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. So be it. Bunch of the pre-setup stuff, you know. So, but it's crazy. Another good week coming out. We got some nice. I can't really tell y'all who's gonna be dropping these stuff because y'all know how the legalities. But they got some fly stuff that's gonna be out this fall. Some fly stuff, and your boy gonna try to represent to the strength. So, any of y'all coming down to Lincoln Center in the tent, holla at me.
Okay, maybe I'm like, you know how people say, are you fashion forward? I guess I'm like fashion slower because. Every time I see stuff come out on the walkway, I'm like, what is that? And it takes 5 seasons afterwards before I'm like, oh, I can definitely rock that. But when it comes out on the runway, it's always like, what is that? Like, can you wear that?
But isn't it, like, officially just a preview until the next season? Like, it's always, like, one season ahead, right? Yeah. So you really technically not out of...
educating me. Thank you.
It's twice a year. You got the fall and the winter's fashion. September is going to show you everything that's coming out for the summer of next year. February is going to show you what's coming out for the winter of that year. So everything you're about to see this September is coming out next year.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm there. I'm so fashion forward now. I need you to do me a favor. When you go to Fashion Week, I need booby shots.
I got you. I'm gonna do booby and the booties, and I'm gonna send it to y'all. B&B.
What's up
right there? Boobs and butt. I got you. Matter of fact, you gotta do some broadcast from that. Get at me.
Oh my goodness, we're gonna get boobies.
Yep. Steve Harvey collection's gonna be on point too. It's gonna be there. He's got a female line that just dropped. Gonna be on point.
Now I saw that on TV. They was talking about his collection. So.
Oh yeah.
That's
going to
be hot. I think I get more excited about a hair show in the hood, though. Okay, you know what? Let me stop playing with you guys because we want to go ahead and get into ladies' night because, fellas, you guys are in on this, but this is an official celebration for the ladies.
Amen.
All ladies. Amen.
I think we need to give a round of applause for all the ladies that's tuning in tonight, because we have some special stuff for you ladies.
Yes.
You don't have to clap at once. Okay. This is our first.
Sorry.
Hey, Jay, it's the perfect start to the ladies' night. All
right.
Start to ladies' night, Jay. You feel me?
Okay.
New number, sit back,
rock
the wave.
We are all going to contribute to this, men and women. We are all going to contribute to making these ladies have a good time. But our first topic tonight, and guys, we're going to, you can tune in on this answer too, but it's a very innocent thought. And we want to know, before you got on a website, before you went to a party, before you was, you know, snickering about it in your chat room, we want to know what you thought about the lifestyle and what your expectations were before you even got into it. And I know with me, I didn't know it existed. And when I did start getting bits and pieces of it before I even went to anything, I just thought, that's gonna be real freaky. I need to figure out how to be a part of this. Like, I thought it didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, they telling a lie. That ain't happening. And when somebody did come back and say, well, I went to this party, I was like, whatever. I don't believe you. You know, that's only on TV. I was literally like, you're lying. So that's what we want to talk about tonight, you know, and that's what wants to call us. You know, you call us to be thinking about and remind you that if you want to call in and tune in and talk about your thoughts before you ever been to a party or went to any of the media sites, you can call us at 805-830-8320. Press 1, and we can chime you in, and you can tell us about what you thought before you ever actually went to a party. You know, me, I thought it was a myth, and I was like, I would have to see it to believe it. So, Crush, ladies first, what were your thoughts before you did anything?
I was like you. I was blind to the swingers lifestyle. I was more on the orgy aspect of it. I always liked the porn, and I always wanted to be part of group sex. That was my main focus on it. And when I finally was introduced to the, like, I had a little knowledge of that. When I finally was introduced to the lifestyle, I was just finding my bigness. I was growing into my bigness. You know, I was appreciating the fact that I was a 400-pound black BBW, you know, and hence grew the name La Crush and all that other good stuff. So I thought I wanted to be a porn star, actually.
Baby, you can be a star. You can do that.
Right. Hence the name La Crush Hearts. That was going to be my signature. Everybody has to have a niche and a signature.
Okay.
You know, so that's what the birth La Crush Hearts, technically.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, that is pretty interesting. Wow. So I wasn't playing. I was on cue when I was talking about I'm not a player. I just crush a lot. That'd have been hot. You could have been giving me a headset. I'm serious. since this is ladies night, guys, we're gonna have y'all listen to a few ladies share their stories. And do we have any ladies that's ready to chime in?
We have callers.
I see one that says she's ready to go. Crush, do you mind if I bring her in?
Go ahead.
You know I'm nervous about stuff like that. But
press the button.
I'm gonna push this button.
Let's go, ladies. I'd love to hear your opinion.
Okay. We have caller 6890. This is caller MR, who has never spoke with us before, but she loves to IM me on the side, and she's gonna share with us what she thought before she actually went to an event. Would you like to share that with us, MR?
Welcome.
Hold
welcome,
on. I got to come in with my thing. Cocktail. I need a cocktail.
Oh,
jeez.
But first, you want to tell us, we're going to call you MR since you want to remain anonymous. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Baltimore area.
Seaboard in the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you want to share with us what you thought before you actually, and you can take your time, tell us what you thought before you actually did anything.
For me, my first event, I stayed in clothes, and even though it was like short skirt and tank top, but my first time, I really just sat back and wanted to observe. But at the same time, I had some somebody who had met me outside of it who was kind of trying to stalk me down in the event, so mine was a little peculiar. But just going into it initially, why I even wanted to go into that, you know, when you start living single again the second time, you try to get back into dating, and dating is just different. It's not the same. And I was like, at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, I can go out on dates, but when am I going to get me some? So, you know, that's when the lifestyle became my way of getting me some.
Oh, your outlet.
Why? And then
I love that word.
It was, well, intake and outlet.
You know, I'm not going to count Smurf like other people do, but.
Wow. Yeah, and that's a whole other topic. so what was like your, who introduced you to it, though? Who was the person?
Oh, wow.
Colleen Smurf, wait a minute for a second. Oh, wait.
I think Jay just realized who MR is.
Hello,
so the rest,
how are you?
Everybody else here knows. Mr. UPF Secure. Mr. UPF Secure and MR and I, we all know each other.
Hello, how are you?
Hey.
So,
I need
MR.
I'm Smurf right now.
So, MR, do you remember who introduced you to it?
My sister.
Your sister. Okay. Yes. Yes. I remember meeting you and the sister.
my brother introduced my sister.
Oh.
The family affair.
Wait. That sounds like some Lower Alabama type stuff right there.
Wow.
I'm just saying, brother introduced his sister, but it's cool though. I can dig that. I can dig it.
But
you know,
they don't,
my
play
brother showed me a few
though.
Things.
They don't play together.
Let me say this, Frenchie. Coming from my sister and coming from my brother, I felt more secure about going into it than you know, your friends will throw you into the wolves sometimes and don't really tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to really sit down and actually have better conversations and things. So it made it more of a comfort zone. But at the same time, when you actually get there, you go into the room, and she's over there, and he's over there, that's when I felt uncomfortable. But for the rest of it, it was easy to do. And I always knew I had a side that I was putting on lockdown, and so it was the first time I had really, really allowed myself out of the box.
So let me just tell him, we can't play in San Juan. I'm going to see your sister.
Huh?
No. The cat just fell. You don't want to play in San Juan. You're not trying to see no booty.
Why? Then after a while, you know, it don't matter. You know, they all start looking the same after a while.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I have to disagree with you on that one.
Lights out.
You know. Yeah, when it's all lights out, they all start looking the same.
Okay. There's a lot of movement going around, or am I just hearing it?
No. I thought it was your cat falling.
No. My cat is sprawled out on the floor with his eyes closed, and I'm about to spray him. Because he woke me up all night. I'm going to wake his ass up.
So what we were just saying is that, Prince, are you saying you don't agree with MR?
No, I can't say that I don't agree. I mean, I agree. That's different. But I was at first I mistook what she was saying.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
And
well,
then after hearing her
MR,
story, then it makes sense.
Right. MR, we want to thank you for sharing your story with us. And
you might have to share
some more stories with us later when we start counting Smurfs. And we're going to have to tell everybody what that means, too.
Wow.
Are we there yet, Papa Smurf?
Wow.
I'm going to let somebody else tell that. That's not mine to tell.
Right,
oh.
Right. thank you for calling, MR.
All right, take care.
You gotta help me out, Brooklyn.
our next caller, it seems that we don't have any women that's ready to share their story, so we're going to go ahead and let some of the men share their story, and we're going to take a caller from Philly. Let's welcome to the show. We have Mike from Philly. How you doing? 8827, how are you?
Yeah. Mike.
Mike,
hello?
Are you with us?
Mike is not ready yet.
He's right there. He's right there.
Hey, no, Mike, how are you?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for pressing one on Swinger State of Mind. And we are talking about, we want to know what you thought before you actually attended an event. Did you think it was a myth, or did you thought somebody was just kind of, you know, embellishing the truth? What were your thoughts?
Well, to be honest with you, I got a friend that attend them events for the most part all the time. So she told me pretty much a lot about it. But when I went to one, I was on some stuff like, like, it was new to me because I've never, you know what I'm saying? I've never been to one. So it's like, I'm in awe, like, damn, all of this goes on? Like,
okay, okay, okay.
So did your friend go with you when you went?
Actually, no. This was, like, before I knew anything about her, you know, being involved with that type of stuff.
Oh. So you was just basically curious about what she was telling you, and then you went? Like, I don't get it.
Like, my thing was, she was telling me, and it's like, me being a guy that I am, it's like, I can't even sit here and lie to you. Like, I'm a guy, so, I look at porn or whatever the case may be, and, you know what I mean, who don't love sex? But at the same time, it's like, being around so many people while it's going on, you be looking, I'd be looking like, damn, I felt like I was a porno star or something, like.
Hey, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Mike,
okay.
Okay. So Mike, mm-hmm. The person that told you about the parties was, so a friend told you about the parties, and then, but they had never been to one, and you decided.
I just basically decided I wanted to go just to see what it was about.
Uh-huh. Okay. All okay.
Right.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I don't know which part, if, when you call in, if you can just put your phone, make sure you're in a quiet area. I thought I had it.
Oh.
Are you at the airport?
No. I'm not. I'm sitting on my step, actually.
Oh.
Like, where are you going, Mike?
I'm not going nowhere. I'm right here.
Okay.
You asked me where
so
I'm going. I'm
party.
Right here.
You went to the party. You thought she was a superstar.
No, I'm just saying, I didn't, like, my thing was, I didn't do anything. I just was, like, observing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know nothing too much about it, and it was just, like, it was kind of like a shock to me. Like, I didn't really think that too much of that stuff type of stuff goes on, but then I'm sitting there looking like, wow, this is kind of weird for me, because this is some stuff that I never really went to.
Okay, and now you're a regular, or what?
Nah, I'm not a regular. It's just, you know, that's something, you know what I mean, I got to probably break into, but at the same token, I just sit back and, you know, listen or whatever to what she tells me or whatever.
Does she know that you tried it?
Actually, she don't.
I figured she did.
Why?
You got to act like the newbie when you go.
Say,
right.
Say
oh,
what?
This is you.
If you ever go with it, you're going to have to like, oh, this is my first time ever. Wow. Brand
new. Wow.
Exactly. That's, and that's,
you
and
know what, Mike?
Your secret is safe with us.
Nobody in Philly knows that Mike went to the party before his friend actually knew he went. It's a secret.
There's the only people that, like, 100 people that's in the group that know Mike is on the phone calling.
Well, Mike,
but for real, she's not even in the group. This is somebody I know that I actually went to high school with and everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, everybody got funky names nowadays, so you never know where they might be. Social networking, you know.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. But thank you, Mike, for calling in.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Not only did he share his first time, but he actually shared a secret.
Mm.
Let's see if the
ladies,
next caller.
Ladies, where y'all at?
Hey, we're going to have to find the ladies, but we have a couple of guys that want to share their stories. And this next gentleman, who is a very attractive guy, we have Russell from Tallahassee. We want to welcome caller 2026. Hello, Russell. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Welcome to the show, brother.
All I got to say is the fellas representing tonight. Ladies got their tail between their legs. And this is ladies' night?
Yeah, I've been through it then.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, yeah. Too. I feel y'all. Y'all got that. But we just wanted to remind people, ladies, the lines are wide open, 805-830-8320. If you'd like to be added to the call, just press that 1, and we'll bring you on. So now we got Russell from Tallahassee. How were your thoughts in the beginning, before you decided to go to any parties and do any type of research? What kind of, you know, thoughts that did you have about the swingers lifestyle?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't attended no parties yet. I just kept hearing rumors, you know. Right now, as of now, they miss. Should I go ahead and try them out myself?
So you saying you don't believe your homeboy?
I believe him. But you know, I got to see it for myself. You know what I'm saying? You know what they say: never believe the hype. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's too good to be true. You feel me? My dog might be, you know, he might know something, but you know, I got to see it for myself.
Okay. I think he's just greedy.
No. Okay. You said what?
I think he's just greedy.
I'm greedy?
Yes.
Why you say that?
You know what, Preston, this is ladies' night, you know, Russell has no problem calling you early in the morning and giving you a little uvu shot at all.
uvu shot?
Yes. But he has no problem getting on Skype and saying hello.
Early in the a.m. That's the best.
Early
time.
In the a.m.
No, that's like a long time ago. You don't pick up no more.
he was raping my voice. He was like, "Well, say something to me." Like, what do you want? I'm not a phone sex operator.
I am.
Who said that?
Crash.
Who said that?
Yeah,
I love it.
All right, now.
He will call you all day long.
As long as you got that credit card number handy. Yeah, as long as you got that credit card number handy, I got you.
I hear you.
Well, hopefully, eventually, you can prove that it's not a myth, and you're going to get this stuff.
One of these days, I just have too much going on, but one of these days, I'm going to plan the trip. Whenever y'all have something, I'm gonna make my way out, though.
Mm-hmm. Bring yourself and those fine-ass locks with you, because I'm going to pull on them.
I want to know who he is. Is he in our group?
He is not in the group, but I will be sure to add him in.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to check that out.
Jay, you hear him politicking over there, Jay? You hear him politicking?
I know. They
politicking, right?
But guess what, guys? Jay and Frenchie. Hold up a second. You know what, Russell, we want to thank you for calling and sharing your moment with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be adding in the Facebook group, and me and Crush will be taking a look, and you can say Skype hello. But guys, guess what? I got a lady for y'all, and you guys can ask her the question.
That's what I'm talking about.
So we gonna let Jay do the honors of asking Miss Lisa from Dallas. You know, so talk, holler at her, Jay. Holler at her.
Hey, Lisa, what's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Would you like to share your first experience, your thoughts, the processes, what you expected before you went to a LS event?
Oh, okay. Well, gosh, I never really thought about lifestyle events until the question was brought to me to come to one. So I really didn't know what to expect. I just knew that there was going to be sex going on. I didn't know if it was going to be on the I didn't know what to expect at all. I was pleasantly surprised, though, because okay. It was hot.
It was hot.
It is Texas. Well, there were several very attractive males there. There weren't really that many sexy girls there, but I was so attracted to the guys that I didn't even think about pussy that night. So.
Okay. Oh, so you're sure you're five sexy.
Good girl. Very well done.
Oh, my goodness.
I love you already.
Yes. Well, and also I think that my experience was a little privileged because I'm friends with the promoter, and it was more of a smaller party, and she had told me already who was going to be there. And, you know, those guys actually showed up. And when I came into contact with one of the guys, the first guy, I was just standing there, and I had to try to hold my mouth closed because he was just so damn fine. Mm. And I said, fuck me right now. You know.
Yeah. Wow. That never happens to me. Shoot.
Okay. It was
amazing.
I know.
Nobody ever come up to me and say that.
I have to say this. Whoever that promoter was, Lisa, I think you should give her props. And that would be you. That would be Trinity. Trinity is all about her word. I mean, her word is bond. Her word is bond.
I'm going to say something. And I was one of those fine guys. God damn it. Give me some props.
Yes, he was. I was just about to bring that up. Mr. UPF Lisa was the guy that was making the drinks that night.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, my goodness. Yeah, hey. I really do think you're so cute. But anyway, I'm not gonna play my cards right now. Sorry.
Can I ask a quick question real quick?
Please. Yes.
Lisa, did you call our show last week and Frenchie fell in love with you?
Yeah. I called him out in the group.
That's why I said. I said I love you. I remember the voice. I remember that voice. Bless our heart. I want to drink her bath water with a straw.
Okay.
Yeah, that was me. And I called him out in the group on Facebook, and he never said anything. So I'm curious now.
Whoa. Hold on.
Remember that. Yeah.
I'm a little curious.
In the after party.
I'm very, very, very forward. I'm a short thing, so, you know.
Okay, so call. You know what? I'll give you an opportunity right here. Call me out again. What you call me out on? Let everybody know, since all of us wasn't in the chat room. I'll be happy to address anything you'd like to know.
Well, we can't do that right now.
I just wanted to see you. Yeah, I just wanted to see you. Like, I can't see you through the phone, but, I just called you out and said, where's Frenchie at? I was very, very curious, so.
Get at me in the chat room. I'll let you see whatever you like, or Skype me. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
I want to see the 10.25. I want to see the 10.25. I requested it weeks ago. I have yet to get that picture.
I love you.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling in and sharing with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Next caller. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Ladies' night is in full effect, people. This is Swinger State of Mind Radio Show with Trinity Blake, Jay Peoples, Frenchie French, and LaCrush Hearts. That number to call in, 805-830-8320. Press that 1, and we'll let you on right now. We are taking callers from all over the place. Shout out to everybody that has already tuned in. We are live right now, folks. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, On the Quest, Sinful Pleasures, Snow Bunny, and a whole lot of guests. Go ahead and make a free account with your own name, and just basically come into the in the chat room and join the conversation. We're having a lot of fun on here tonight. Trinity?
I'm always having fun. but I definitely like, I want to hear some more thoughts. So we're going to go ahead and keep it moving.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to pull in 215, Audrey.
Okay.
How are you?
215?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Ladies in the building. Ow.
Hello. Is this me?
Yeah.
Y'all can hear me? Hi,
she didn't
Jay.
Even just
Hi, Jay. It's Nafisa.
Hey, Nafisa.
Hello. I'm glad that I was able to support the radio show. You've always been very supportive of me and Sinful Pleasures. Shout out to the Sinful Pleasures people that's listening because we're all supporting you. I think your show is great. I don't know what to say now. So ask me a question, I'll answer.
The question is, what did you expect or think of the lifestyle before you attended your first party? Or have you attended your first party? I guess that's the
question. Well, I've actually never attended a party. I've had orgy situations in the past, but I've never actually been to a swingers event. It's something that is in my bucket list.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I expect something like a velvet room type of deal, like mysterious.
Boom.
Like a Pandora box movie or something.
Boom.
So like Pandora's box, like the Pandora's box movie.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of experience I would wanna go through, like the whole darkness and masquerade, things for your face. I think that's what my fantasy is for a swingers event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was just testing in the back end, Nafisa. I was just testing the back end. And technically, you know, a orgy is a swinger party.
Right.
The only thing you were missing with it was the actual fantasy to go with it. You know, the whole illusion of it that makes it mystical and memorable.
Well, I'll tell you,
so you're like almost there.
My first swingers event, I would definitely want it to be with Jay.
Wow.
It's like that, Mr. People.
No,
he's
Jay, he's a sweetheart. We actually met in person, and he was just so down to earth, and he's just Jay. I don't know. I would want my first time to be with Jay.
I know that's
uh-oh.
Right. Hey, let me
put that on my bucket list.
I
y'all
think that need to be a
now.
Show.
Y'all wild.
That need to be a show, Trinity. What's your sexual bucket list? That need to be put on one of our shows. But thank you so much. Thank you so much from Philly. Representing is in the building. Really do appreciate
it. Simple Pleasures.
Mm-hmm. Right. Simple Pleasures. I see you.
That sounds hot.
I want
to
come to that.
She actually prompted me, Crush, when she was saying that at the end. So, because we didn't get to the guys, so we're going to start with Jay, then move over to Frenchie. But, Jay, you want to give us a little thought, what you thought before, and then, like, tell us a little about your, like, you know, who introduced you to it?
I guess my first time, I didn't have any clues, honestly, that it was going on. Everything that I thought of was taboo, was like the movie type thing, you know, oh, that's on television, that stuff don't really happen. And then exploring the internet, I came in contact with a website, and they were promoting meet and greets and parties and stuff like that. So one day coming back from a business trip, I was like, oh, I'm going to stop by this party. It was actually a daytime party, which was like, wow, that would be even great because I don't have to stay out late. If I'm scared, I can say, oh, I got to pick up the kids or something, you know, make up an excuse. So I went in, and it was actually a Trinity party. It was a beauty and brunch party that she hosted in the daytime.
And I walked in. Now, mind you, I stopped drinking hard liquor for a while. So I went to the store and bought me a bottle. But I had to be thoroughly prepared for this. You know what I mean?
I'm about to say if a man was drunk. Okay.
Yeah, so I went up in there, and I was like, okay. And I looked around, and I was like, wow, black people really do this shit. Like, unbelievable. I didn't believe black people did that. And it was just mind-blowing. I was like, wow, okay. So I really didn't have any expectations because I was just engulfed in fear. But once I got there, it was really nice. It was really cool. And that's where the counting of Smurfs came from, because it was like a long night. It was a very, very long night. I went in, the sun was up. I came out, the sun was coming back up. Like, you know what I mean? So it was a long process. He was counting Smurfs for all night long.
A lot of food. And he won a trophy.
Yes, I won a trophy. I won the MVP award.
Yes, yes. I used to give out trophies at the end of my event, and he won the most valuable player, and we had the most improved, and we had a participation award, and he got the MVP trophy.
Yeah.
And y'all call this Ladies Night. We got an award winner on this joint. Y'all call this Ladies Night. Go on, Jay. Handle your business, baby.
Well, you know, we like them all. You know, ladies like them all, too. So, you know.
Right. The show is still all about the ladies, and you're about to hear more about that in just a minute. So, you know, Crush, you tell them about Ladies Night. Tell them what we got going on, the kind of questions we got going on.
Say what else?
Oh, well, Tonight, before I get into it, see, Frenchie, you got me out. Frenchie, you got to share with us what were you thinking before, because you on a whole other level.
You know what? I don't even think y'all ready for that right now. I don't think y'all ready, because y'all have to sit in your seat, strap on your seat belt, and hold on to your asses, because it's one of them rides. And I blasted off into that mug something fierce. I ain't even bullshitting, man. It was fierce. I just kind of jumped in it both asshole and elbow. I went into it raw. I'm telling you, I went in that motherfucker vanilla and I came out there chocolate.
Well, who told you about it?
Make a long story short, because it was great. You know, I was one of them. I've always been a venture seeker. You know, I'm well endowed. I'm gonna keep it 5,000. I'm well endowed, and I do my thing, right? So this one chick, it's one of the first two times that ever been with a white chick. You know, I ain't racist, but it's the first few times I've been with a white chick. And she's like, hey, I want to take you to a party. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. Little did I know, on the back end, she had been talking to her girls about me. So mm-hmm. I step off into this little house party, and it's cool. I mean, we got about a 7-3 ratio of women to men. And I'm like, okay, this is nice. So everybody's chilling. You know, wasn't much alcohol flowing. I'm checking things out. And all of a sudden, these girls started kissing each other, started doing things. I'm like, oh, that's what's up. And, you know, me and two other brothers looking at each other like, really? This is how they doing it? Next thing you know, I had two chicks down on me going crazy, and I was a little nervous because this is my first time. I ain't never had nothing like that go down. But they down on me, and they doing their thing, and I'm loving life. And by the end of the night, I had all seven. And that had launched, and I said, okay, I like this. And she took me to all these parties. I met people. She taught me the lingo. I mean, she really, I ain't gonna name drop because I believe she's listening, but she introduced me to everything. What's that?
I said, you was slanging and banging, VIP.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, when I came out the whole swinging and banging, I came out that mug swinging, banging. Fluids was flying, kind of was flicking. I thought my name was God back then. And, you know, I'm like, yes. I'm like, Lord, this is what it's all about. You know, it was great, though. It was great. And I've been 13 years strong now. And I'm, you know, of course, I'm to another level. I'm trying to chain everybody up now, you know, trying to buckle you down, put some gag balls on you. I'm on that level right now. Whips and everything, you know, I'm graduated.
Yeah, I'm a
dog. All right, player from the Himalayas with his little
sniffle. Come on now. Yes, Lord. Yeah,
sniffle.
That's why
I'm
sweet Lisa.
I can see him wiping his nose right now. Anyway, folks, y'all are tuned in to Ladies Night, Swinger State of Mind. We are going strong. Ladies, where y'all at? all over. Call in. The lines are wide open. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. At this moment, ladies, we need to play something. We need y'all to hear this. It's from a comedian. We need y'all to hear this. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it.
Where I can just relax and enjoy myself, I enjoy myself. Like when I leave here, I'm going on vacation. And I'm going on a real motherfucking vacation. Because I believe, sisters, we just don't go on vacation like we supposed to. Like I seen five of my girlfriends do some of the silliest shit I have ever seen in my life. Five of my girlfriends went on vacation together, spent big money, went somewhere like Bermuda. Stayed in the best hotel there was in Bermuda. Did all the shit tourists are supposed to do on vacation, but ain't get no dick. They didn't get no dick. They came back from vacation. I'm sitting there like, ooh, girl, tell me all about your vacation. Girl, tell me all about your vacation. She was like, ooh, girl, it was really, really nice. We stayed in a beautiful hotel. The weather was nice. We went jet skiing. We ate lobster. We went shopping. We drank margaritas. It was really, really nice. All that shit and didn't get no dick. Let me explain the difference between women and men. When men go on vacation, pussy is the final destination. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Five men could go to Selma, Alabama. They could stay in a Motel 6. It could rain every fucking day. They could get some pussy from a bitch that worked at the local Walmart. They be like, nigga, this shit was off the chain. You be sitting there like, Alabama was live like that?
We definitely need to plan our vacations better, ladies. We definitely need to plan better.
I totally agree. And that is from reference to our fantasies from last week.
Hey, she had no monkeys,
like
though. She had no monkeys in her vacation, so, you know, apparently it wasn't that great of a vacation. So, if
are
you
taking jabs on ladies' night? Are you taking jabs at me on ladies' night?
No, I'm just
talking
about.
Because I have monkeys. Oh.
You know I like monkeys. You know, monkeys and Tarzan.
Damn, monkeys.
I like the final destination comment you made. I'm going to have to use that.
Right. That was kind of hot. Like, yeah.
The final destination.
I mean, well, Jay, Francis, do you think that women, I know if you ever went on vacation with me, anybody that's ever been on vacation with me would tell you it is all the way live and there is dick in my final destination. Definitely.
Oh.
It's all over the place. When I come to New York, when I come to New York, Frenchie, Frenchie and Crutch, I need y'all to be on alert because this is how we do it down in the South, you know, in my swinger world. If you were to come to my town, I have to show you the best dick that I have in town. That's only
you
there.
Keep that
so
dick,
when
you show me the best splits. I like ass.
The same thing with you, Frenchie. You know, I want to make sure you hook up with a cute chick. So when I come up north, I expect good pussy and good dick. The
come
best.
On now.
Huh?
That's law.
I'm just saying.
Huh?
Sharing is caring and caring is caring.
I got you, Mom. Both of y'all come on. Y'all, Jay, y'all come. Look, we get them. We get y'all. We throw this thing down. Come on through.
That's how we do it, you know. Chris, how do you do it?
Huh?
I do.
I ain't go nowhere. The only out of town I've been was to the Bronx.
We gonna get you there, Fred. We gonna get you there.
I'm on a borderline. I see myself at the Port Authority, ready to go past the New York borders. I'm on level 4. Remember, I told y'all I'm on level 4. I'm trying to work my way to level 5. In the swing
yes.
world. So, you know, I think my next destination, I've been to Jersey parties, that's fine. But I'm trying to get past Jersey, go to Philly,
and then go to Maryland and, you know, work my way. Huh?
I said Maryland, yes. And you ready to
yes,
go there?
Yes, Maryland.
Let me look you up,
that's
my
I said. Right. That's shout out to Maryland.
Yes. Be merry.
So am I the only person that when I travel that sex is a top priority? Am I the man of this group?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Whoa, pump your brakes. Pump your brakes.
Yes.
Pump your brakes. Easy now. I'll break back now.
Listen.
I'll break back.
I would say this. I would say this is not a priority. It's not a priority, but it is very much appreciated and sought after. You know what I mean? But it's not a priority. It's not a priority.
He's being politically correct. He's being politically correct. It's not a priority, but it's definitely in the top five.
Okay.
What about you, Frenchie? Is it a priority for you, Frenchie, when you go out of town, you got to taste the local delicacies?
Damn straight. You know, I did 12 years in the military. Every country I went through, you better believe I tapped the local flavor. It's a must.
It's just
the same thing with the states.
I think what we should do, Frenchie. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, guys.
What branch you was in, the Navy?
Come on now. Do I sound like a Navy seaman?
Oh, wow.
Nah, man. I was Air Force. That's why my nickname was Aim High. I'm Air Force.
Okay.
Oh,
good deal.
Jesus.
Air Force Special Ops. Air Force Special Ops.
Special Ops.
Okay.
Mile high, bloke.
I'm a Navy man, so it's all good.
Navy, oh, you know, I got respect for the Navy. I got respect for you because y'all ladies, y'all got some horny little fuckers over there, yo. Y'all come off that ship like
do.
The Reagan and all that. The most came off the Reagan. It was ready. I didn't have to put in much work at all. Naples, Italy, you know, Capitano.
Yeah,
they shouldn't come off the ship.
Yeah.
Did he just give us sound effects?
Frenchie just popped off on the radio. He said they get off the ship and he seriously.
Yes,
okay.
Oh yeah, what? I was going in ham.
That's kind of. I got a sailboat. I can pull up.
Hey, I can rock a boat too. Ain't no thing.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
You talk
that.
About it, Crush. Tell them. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
Well,
you know, it's every girl's fantasy to be with a man in uniform, too, Jay. You know that, right?
I know.
You know what I'm talking about? Crush.
Huh?
Crush.
Huh?
Trinity. Y'all know y'all loves a man in uniform. What do we have to do? A slip on them?
I never lie to you.
Come on.
To you. I love watching them get dressed in the morning, too.
Yes.
I like to watch them get dressed in the morning, too.
Yes.
Oh, damn. Like that? That's how y'all do?
That's how
well, there's a little bit more to it, too. Like, I like for a man to have on a nice uniform, and I want to suck your dick, but I need you to keep the uniform on and just unzip it and pull it out for me. And my challenge is to not get lipstick on your pants.
Even if it's a pair of Dickies is a uniform.
Dickies work.
Hey,
it just depends on if it's the overalls or if it's just the pants. The Dickies work now. I don't discriminate.
My man wearing his uniform for sanitation management. Get up off that
That's
truck.
Right.
He has
that
nice,
That's
crisp
right.
Dickies.
That's
I'm going
right.
to tell you this,
so
Frenchie. Let me say this, Frenchie. If he was staying at my house, that uniform is going to be clean if he getting up and going to work every day. So, baby, we'll put them overalls on. It could be a little oily. I can pull your dick out, and my lipstick will not get on your clothes, so that means my mouth is not touching that fabric.
Mm-hmm. That means you ain't deep throating.
Mm-mm. Hey, come on,
I ain't got no word for that.
I don't know if I can achieve that because I like to swallow. I don't know if I can achieve not putting no lip gloss because I don't do lipstick
much. Say
that then. I don't know if I can achieve that. But that would be a nice challenge for myself early in the morning.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did you just say you like to swallow?
I said it. I like to swallow it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You know, I was about to backtrack. Say, wait a minute. I thought I was the only pro-choice chick.
Listen,
you know, I thought I was the only one serving out, you know, mouth abortions.
No, but I tell you this. I'm going to leave y'all with this tidbit before we go into our commercial break.
I read that there's a study that was done that you know, the man's semen is actually good for our health, our mental health at that.
It is. It keeps you sane.
Mm-hmm.
One good shot.
Mm-hmm. So, you know. I don't know. I might have to just change my ways.
Can you send me that link, please?
I will.
Distribute that as a public service announcement.
Mm-hmm.
But before you go to the commercial break, ladies, mm-hmm. what I need you to do, and if you are in our Facebook group, which is also where we are hosting the after party, the Swinger State of Mind Radio Show Facebook group, we have posted a little trivia that we're going to be talking about after the commercial break. We want to know what kind of bag you take to a party. So we got some pictures on there. If you go into the Facebook group, tell us what kind of bag you have. We're going to play this commercial, which is absolutely perfect for tonight. And let y'all have at it. And I will see you in the Facebook group because that's where I'm going to be at while this commercial is playing.
Mm-hmm.
One quick statement. Get you a shot of the cure. Keep you sane.
On that note.
Hello, it's time for our daily quickie. The definition of a penis. Now, a penis is 6.5 inches or smaller. The penis is the provider. The penis usually has a good job. And the penis is the guy that you marry. A penis is restricted simply because he is 6.5 inches or smaller. Now, there is a difference. There is also the dick. The dick is between 6.5 inches and 10 inches. Dick was your boyfriend in college. Dick was that guy that you wanted to get with, but he acted stupid. So dick didn't really get as much play as you wanted to. And dick possibly could be the father of your children, but penis has a better, you know, reputation, better job, so you just go ahead and go with penis. Now, dick, again, is 6.5 inches to 10 inches. Also in the category of 6.5 inches to 10 inches is cock. Now, cock is the guy that really no one knows about. He's that guy that you hook up with that lives down the street from your cousin when you go back home. And remember, cock and dick are the same size. But cock and dick have the major difference that cock has a better attitude. He has swag. He's not stupid like dick. Then we go into the category of monster cock. Now, the monster cock is 10 inches or above. Now, monster cock has limitations similar to penis because they do get some restrictions because, let's just face it, women don't want a huge cock, you know? So monster cock is usually going to have to do a little bit more, maybe have a little bit more swag or want to don you a little bit just to get you loose for this massive piece of meat that he's going to enter into you. So just so that we all have the same conclusion, well, we have the same frame of mind, a penis and a monster cock are strictly based off of size, but dick and cock can interchange. Now, any role can be the other one based off of attitude, but penis can never be dick and cock, and monster cock can never be penis. So, now that we know, I'll need you to go into your bathroom, pull down your pants, whip it out, measure it. Are you a penis, a dick, a cock, or a monster cock? Remember, you can't help what you're born with, but please know what you're working with. And that is the definition of a penis.
Well, all right, folks, ladies, you heard it right here first, Swinger State of Mind. We got your backs. And your fronts, and your tops, and your bottoms. Okay, we let you know which is which. What do you prefer? You let them know off the top. This is what I prefer. I'm awesome. Are you extraordinary? Do you have what I need? Men, you should know what you got. What?
You got some female looking at their dude like, yes, you are penis.
Or dick.
You're right. Yeah, definitely. We made a boo-boo crush.
What's that?
we left out somebody on their first experience. I think we need to go ahead. I like his voice anyway. Can you tell him to come inside?
Come inside?
It's cold out there.
Oh, I think he left us.
Oh. Uh-oh. You owe him an apology.
I owe him a little bit more than that.
Okay, well, we do apologize, Ruckus. We meant to get to you, and we got to talking to Lisa and Mike and listening to Jay and Frenchie, but next time I promise we will get you in swiftly and promptly and take very good care of you.
We can always call him a little later.
We can, yeah. Before we went into the commercial break, Crush and I was talking the other night when we were coming up with the format for the show, and we were talking about our first experience, you know, how it was in the very beginning and in comparison to how it is now. And we got to talking about what type of bag as a lady that we take to party and what's in our bag. So, Crush, I'm going to let you go first and start off with what you first started taking to what you take now to parties.
Well, I've always started off a little hardcore, but I'm trying to think back. My first party, I think I came with a little mini knapsack. I didn't know what else to bring. I didn't look into that. Nobody took me by the hand. So my first party had a little knapsack, and it had some lotion and, you know, a washcloth. I have to bring my own towels because those little hotel towels ain't going to cover much. So I bring my own bath sheet. Shut up. Let's see. That's really all I had. And in my nightie, I had a nightie and a pair of boy shorts. And that's it. That was my bag. That was my bag.
And now?
Now, I got one of those throwover. I think I'm at level 2 now. Level 2. I got one of those overhead bags that come with the set, you know, the roly-poly set. And I have the one that, you know, straps over. And I bring everything. I bring 2 or 3 or 4 outfits. I'm bringing lotion, baby oil, whatever I think I may need. I may want to give a massage, so I got some massage oil in there. I mean, you know, everything that I think I would need, you know, I stuff it in my bag. So that's what I do now. Bring this, like, I don't want to tote this. This is why I don't travel by public transportation, because I hate carrying my bag. I need a ride.
Bag lady, where you going? I'm going to the tech party. Really?
Right.
Yes.
And I did that. I tell you no lies, I did that. My first party, the dude was walking with the flyer with my face on it, and it was hanging out of his pocket. And I seen him on a bus, and I screamed at him on the bus because I had headphones in. But yeah, he tried to avoid me, but he was my first play experience at a party, and we'll get to that later.
Well, I have to confess with my whole bag thing, I've always been a really horrible packer, and if it wasn't for like the young lady early to call it MR, she packs everything, and normally we travel together. When we first started, so she would always have everything that we needed. And sometimes between her and the group of girls that I hung with, we had too much stuff. So I basically started off with a little clutch bag. And it didn't matter what I asked for. I would be like, anybody got a needle and thread? I got it. Oh, okay. Well, anybody got some glue? I got that too. I mean, we had literally the whole wide world in our bags. So now when I travel, I have to take a bag for my alcohol. And then I take a bag for my shoes. I'm a shoe freak. If you notice all my pictures, I always have my shoes on. And I don't want them to get scuffed up, so I have those packed individually. And then I take clothes with me because when me and the girls get together, when we're in the bathroom and stuff changing, we usually end up, like, swapping off it. Like, I'll come with one thing, and I'll be like, oh, I want to wear that, you know.
Swapping outfits.
Yes,
swapping outfits. Jay.
Yes.
Jay, let's go to the bathroom, my man. Let me put them socks on. You take mine, I take yours. Come on, really? Swapping outfits?
Yes, we do it all the time.
I ain't even mad at you. But you know what? If that worked for you.
But let me explain something, though. Frenchie is different. With a lot of the parties down here in the South, we party in communities. So most of us are very familiar with each other when we go to these events. It's kind of, you know, we don't, right, so we're very familiar with each other. We will tag team you in a minute.
Oh, careful what you ask for. I'm a veteran, girl.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? If you was a veteran, I would have been a solid 10.25 penis cock that you always talking about. But that's a whole, that's neither here or there. So, again, ladies, if you would like to share what kind of bag that you are carrying and you want to share what you're carrying in it, whether if it be your lotion, your lubricant, your toys, your shoes, it will change from the party bag that you first take. And once you get more experience, the more stuff you might start to carry. Or you'd be like crushed and just really try to consolidate and be like, I'm not taking all that stuff with her. So, which I give you kudos for that, Crush, but I overpack because I, yes, Frenchie, I share my outfits with other women.
Hey, I carry a bag too, though. That's okay. I carry a bag. You can share. I carry a bag as well.
I think
don't you,
Liz?
You carry a bag. Don't you carry a bag too?
Yeah, we carry bags.
Yeah, we carry a bag. You ain't know?
Oh, yeah. You know what?
The main tool is not can't pack it in the bag.
Exactly. Talk to
you
him,
can
Pam.
You can always
first thing
tell.
On the list. The first and the last thing on the list. Dick, check. Last thing, dick, check.
I tell all members when you're at a party, when you see the guy that comes in, and Snow Bunny was actually talking about this in on the Facebook group and Swing State of Mind group. When you see a guy that comes in, he doesn't have any alcohol. This brother got some water, some Red Bull, and he got a backpack. It's about to go down. That's when you know it's about to go down.
Yes.
When you see them coming with them backpacks, you're like, oh, this brother's about to put in some work.
Mm.
I'm on his team. Am I lying, Crush?
No lies. Can I just give applause to that guy right there? And I love it because me, I'm always running around and all that good stuff. And, you know, he put in work and I peep him. He peeping me. And then he want to ease up on me. And it all, ooh, those are the guys that make me mad. Anyway, we got callers.
Are you having
I was having a moment, folks. Mind you, I don't have a fan, so I'm hot and I'm sweaty and I'm emotional.
And the cat is on the floor. And the cat is on the floor.
All the way over there because I keep spraying him with water.
That's cruel.
Water. It's not. He hit me in the head with a fan. And he broke it.
That was an accident if that was not the pussy's fault. This is ladies' night. Can we not blame anything on the pussy tonight?
Huh? Right. Yeah, she's going to put me in here like that. All right. You got jokes. I would give you a laughter, but I don't agree with that.
Next caller. Who's there? Where they at?
All right. Right now we got Onyx from Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome to Swing a State of Mind. How are you doing, young lady?
Hello?
Did I bring in? Okay, I thought I brought in. All right. Sorry. Onyx, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
We're awesome. Awesome.
We're great. We're
I
great.
See, because you guys
great.
Have been cracking
Hello.
Me up.
Onyx!
Can we be cutting you up?
Oh, y'all have been
bad.
Cracking me up.
That's awesome. So we are talking about our party bag essentials.
Wait, hold on, Crush. You got to ask her. Onyx.
Yes.
How did you
get
that name?
Yes. it's a long story. I'm a plus-size erotic model. And one of my very, very, very good friends named Callie Glows named me Onyx Seven. The seven is, I was born on the seventh month, the seventh day at the seventh hour.
Oh, wow. So that means, like, maybe at the after party you can share some modeling pictures with us in the after party Facebook group?
Oh, yeah, if I know where the group is.
We'll send you the link.
Huh?
We'll send you a link. Yeah, our Facebook page, Swinger State of Mind. The group name is Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. Oh, yeah.
But you don't come up in the feed. You don't come up in the Facebook feed for the group. You only come up for the fan page.
Okay, like the fan page. I'll put the link up there for you. No problem.
You know what,
I got it. What up?
All right.
I gotta tell you something. We share like things. I am also a plus size model. You ain't know.
Oh boy.
I know.
Oh boy.
I know.
Can I give him the womp womp?
I'm just saying, you know, Lisa, we got like things. I'm a plus size model.
Oh jeez. Anyway, we are going off the topic right now. Can we get back to the topic, please? We're talking about ladies. What do you bring to the swing party? What's in your bag essential, you know, when you first started compared to now? What's the difference?
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started this mess, I went with my purse. Like, whatever was in my purse was in my purse. I wasn't prepared. I didn't know what to do. But my second part, I was like, yo, I think I need to, like, bring me a towel and a washcloth and, like, some soap and, like, all this stuff. So I started gradually bringing stuff to the parties. But then, like, with the group that I'm in now, we provide so much stuff already that a lot of people don't have to overpack, because we do tend to overpack. Because the last party I went to, I think I had, like, makeup, eyelashes. I had, you know, crazy stuff in my bag. And people was just like, yo, what's all these bags you carrying in here? And I'm like, hey, I'm trying to be prepared. I don't know what's going to happen from this hour to the next. So, you know, I'm not big on lingerie. So,
come on.
Yeah, it's either skin or what I came in. I'm just saying.
Yes. Oh, we didn't even get that far. Okay. So, and
that's just too much stuff. That's way too much stuff to be bringing.
Okay.
For one night.
I get it. I just want to make this one comment about the whole purse thing, guys.
I'm still stuck on the eyelash.
But if you're a diva. Technically, your purse is your pocketbook. I mean, your play bag, because you can find anything in those purses. I've done seen women pull out bras and extra panties and deodorant.
It's
and
very true.
Everything be in those bags. Yes.
But I do say that everyone should always bring their own towel and their own washcloth, because.
Right.
You never know. You don't want to cross-contaminate with anybody else with sharing towels and sharing washcloths. It's not hygienic, because towels run through quick. And the hotel or wherever you are only going to give you so many. So you should always have your own stuff, no matter what, no matter where you are. Always bring your own belongings, because if something runs out and you don't have it, then what? Or you go to a party and you don't have your own condoms, then what? And you're left without being able to play, because you don't have anything, and the person you want to play with don't have anything either. And you got people that are selfish. So, I mean, I just say pack, you know, light, don't pack too heavy, but pack essentials.
So this is for you, ladies.
I call it the booty call bag. That's the name I give it. I give it the booty call bag.
You have your little roll-up.
I call it the booty call bag, and I also have a plastic bag, and I have two plastic bags and a Ziploc bag. But that's all that other
stuff.
Where
you going?
Out of town?
Now, ghetto?
I'm not going out of town. Listen. When I go to these parties, you got to separate stuff. I'm not going to put my wet rag. First of all, I'm not going to leave my wet rag in nobody's bathroom. So I take my wet bag and I put it in a plastic bag so I don't wet up everything. Then you I have liquid soap. I don't use bars. I use body wash. So that also, you know, those type of things go into a bag so it don't fall on everything. Believe me, I've been there. You know, and you got your drawers or whatever you had on, and it got everybody juices on. If you want to take that off, and you don't want it to contaminate everything else. So that's a bag. You got to be organized, people.
You got to be prepared. You got to be organized.
So I'm getting the message that Russo needs to go to your party. Y'all in the same neighborhood. That's what I just heard. Russo, he called here earlier. Y'all in the same neighborhood. Sound like a plan to me? That's what we need to do. We need to have Russell or Russo from Tallahassee. Right, from Tallahassee, right?
Boy, I'm in Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida. It goes down.
like in the South. I don't know if you all have ever been down here, but it goes
not
down.
It goes down.
I'm not gonna lie.
Join our group on facebook.com/groups/state of mind.
This is Jay.
I'm
Jay. Go ahead. You have a question for me. Go ahead, buddy.
Yes, yes. You said eyelashes. I'm still stuck on eyelashes. I haven't graduated past eyelashes.
Oh,
y'all checking eyelashes on people down here in Florida?
Why your phone
what?
Sound like that? Your phone.
Right.
Your
sounds muffled. I can't hear you.
I said eyelashes. Are you guys getting in so heavy and hard that the eyelashes are falling off?
Yes.
Really?
We lose a lot of things. We have a bin that we put things in the next morning for people's lost articles, and like it'd be all kind of crazy stuff in there. Literally eyelashes and
one shoe. You had the one shoe.
Yeah.
Like I got one shoe in here.
You have the one shoe. You have like I went half of my bag went missing. I don't even know what happened. I was missing articles. People wake up, maybe like, yo, I'm missing my eyeglasses. This one girl lost her glasses. She could not see. She had to make a doctor's appointment to go get some new glasses. We couldn't find them. We was like, yo, I don't know where they went. We're sorry. Your glasses are gone. I mean,
I
what do you want
to do? I lost my wig at a party.
Girl, you took the words out of my mouth. You took the words out of my mouth.
Wow. So I got to tell you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. We really do appreciate that. We're gonna go into Trinity lost wig, and then we're gonna bring in our next caller. So Trinity, tell us about this lost wig.
The whole wig story that you saw me post early on Facebook was a whole other situation. Listen, you know what, Frenchie? First of all, when I change my outfit, sometimes I change my identity as well.
Ooh.
So I might come in with short curly hair, and then I come out with a long bob, or I might be blonde, I might go red. I'm really into role playing, and, you know, depends on what kind of mood, how I'm feeling, who I want to be that night. So back to the whole wig thing. Well, I lost the wig one time. I was changing clothes, and I thought I had put it in my bag, but I guess I had dropped it or whatever, and I could not find it. You know, but that happens all the time. Like, I saw a man walk out with somebody else's underwear on. We was like, ooh, not the flaws. So, but the whole wig story was I was having sex, and it was good, and I had on a regular wig. I didn't have on a lace front or a clip. It was a regular one of my favorites. And I had cut my hair because my head is shaven. And I was starting to sweat a little bit, and the wig started to slide, but I didn't want to stop my show because I was about to get it. So I could feel the wig, like, I was laying on my back, and as he's, like, moving me, my wig is steady, like, going back on my forehead, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, do I grab the wig or do I stop him? You know, what do I do? And I'm trying to, like, hold the top of my head, but I had to hold on because he was, like, thrusting me so hard, and I didn't want to hit the headboard. So I had to make a choice, you know. It was either, you know, save the wig or save the nut. So what did I do?
Collateral damage. That's all it is.
Save the nut.
I saved the nut.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna say
the
this.
Wig on the back of my neck.
I got
my nut.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna give applause to all the women. All the ladies that have been in that similar situation, because I've been in the same situation where I had on a wig, it wasn't secure, but I was giving a BJ, and I was going in on shorty. And my homegirl blew me up. You know, she's like, you're losing your wig? What? I was trying to get her to just, you know, be silly and snatch it off so they don't know that it slid off. But she blew me up, and she didn't do what I say. All I know is that I was trying to hold on to it with my shoulder, and then I finally just let it fall to the floor, and it was all over the place, like, and I just, like, rocked it. My hair was shaving, too. I shaved my hair back in January, so this happened this year, but sheesh. Anyway, folks, we're going to take some more callers. This is Ladies Night on Swinger State of Mind Radio Show with Trinity Blake, LaCrush Hearts, Frenchie French, and Jay Peoples. The Cure, Mr. UPS. Right now, we got Nene
Hey,
everybody.
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah, Trinity, stop lying. You know you take them wigs off. I seen you, girl. I seen you take them wigs off. Don't you sit up here and lie. I've seen you take a mini a wig off, girl. Stop lying. Okay. Well, another essentials that we should be taking in our bags that I had taken in my bags. I was very prepared on my first night out. Because I'm a person who loves oral, so I knew I had to have my little bottle of mouthwash. I had to have my toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, if you like to give head, that's what you gotta have because you don't want to go.
Amen. Head.
Right.
You gotta, you know, your mouth has to be clean. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I had to have my essentials for what I enjoyed doing. I also had my little, you know, you had your little. Lubricants and stuff, your different flavored lubricants. I also carried my own condoms because I knew I wanted only Magnum, so I had Magnums. I had Magnums XL because that's the only thing I was going to fuck with. Okay, so I was prepared. So I said, okay, I need to have my condoms. I had thought it out. I sat down and made my little list. I said, okay, I want some big dicks. So I know what I need. So I went to Walgreens and set myself up very lovely. Very lovely.
Nice.
And then I went to the sex store and made sure I had appropriate stuff for myself because I knew if I liked a certain thing on my body, because not everybody likes those certain oils, the heating oils and stuff that other people bring. So you bring what you like for your body.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you like a strawberry scent on your pussy, you bring that strawberry scent with you and all that lubricant with you. So I was really good. I was ready to go. And that was in Houston.
Damn.
Houston was my first party. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, you have to have, and those that like toys. I'm not a toy person, but I've seen other women to bring their own toys with them. Not that they were sharing them all, throughout the whole party, but that's also another essential that a woman would need to bring something that you enjoy, that you want somebody to use on you.
Right.
Because you know how you cover it up with a condom and, you know, go at it. Mhm. So that's what I would bring. That's what I was very prepared on my first time because I was like, I wanted to get the dick. I knew there was Mandingo dick gonna be there, so I was ready. I was very prepared.
Baby girl, did you tape up? Did you tape up?
Yes, because big girls can't play. See, I feel that, you know, being a plus size sister, you gotta take care of your body. I think all women should be doing that, taking care of themselves and making sure they're prepared. You know, because no one wants to smell another person. That's another thing.
Because
when you go to different. That's another thing. That's my pet peeve. I don't want to smell the lady next to me. I have to get up. Excuse me. Smelling another female stuff is just not cool. That is just not cool.
That's like two men touching.
I shouldn't be able to smell you in the other room. That's fucked up. Excuse my language. Excuse me. That's messed up when you smell another female from another room. Excuse me? You need to be excused and you know, pulled to the side and say, sister, please, girl, come here. Let me help you out. And Trinity would be somebody like that because I've seen her hook up gentlemen that weren't shaved correctly. My Trinity would go with, young man, come here for me, sweetie. She would shave the man at the party, okay?
I know that.
She would shave the man. She would shave him and say, oh, no, baby, we don't do this here, honey. So she took him to the side in the corner and shaved the man, okay?
What?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Each one teach one, huh? Each one teach one. That's how that should go.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to applaud the young lady with the Ziploc bag thing. That's the very wise thing. I heard somebody say that was ghetto. That's not ghetto. That's just wise. Because we know we carry all the stuff in our bags, and we don't want nothing messing, like you said, contaminating other stuff. How are you gonna put wet panties in your clean bag?
Exactly.
I mean, you're dirty. Your dirty panties and stuff. You switch
dirty
it, and that's another.
Right. That's why I say you gotta have the extra.
You gotta bring a change of panties if your thongs. You gotta bring a change. I'm gonna trade the change at least 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
That's why.
She comes with an outfit and 4 pair of shoes. And
right,
4 pair of shoes, all wrapped up individually, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's I appreciate us talking about these things because these things are important to us, taking care of ourselves and smelling good at a party. Nobody want to be at a funky party.
Mm.
No.
smelling up a party. That's just embarrassing, okay? And us as I'm sorry to say it, but us as African people, we do carry heavy odor because we sweat hard. And even the men should carry their own bags. We're talking about women's bags, but what about the men's bags? That's a good question, okay? Let's get on to the men's bags. Y'all have a good evening, and I thank y'all for letting me have my peace. Love you, Trent. Love y'all.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you.
Where's she going?
I'm getting out of the way.
I'll tell you something.
I was getting out of the way.
Look, you got my water over here, girl.
I'll tell you something. You're not supposed to be in the bag.
Okay, talk about it, big dog.
I tell you what's not supposed to be in the bag. Don't bring the funk. Don't bring the funk.
Oh,
please,
God.
Listen to him.
We all like, what? You know what, Nene, not only is she always on point, but I want to, you know, the last moments that we shared together with the beautiful young gentleman.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just got a flashback. I had to catch myself so quick. Well, go ahead. I remember, yes.
Right. I just wanted to, I saw him again, and I had to compliment him on being so clean. I was like, dude, you have the cleanest, prettiest cock.
You better say it. That's one of my regulars. Don't play. I don't mess with nothing less. If it ain't clean, you can forget it. You got to get up. As a matter of fact, you could leave the place. Okay, you got
Come
to
on,
go.
Come on, escort him out.
You got to go. You have to leave because that's ridiculous. You know how are you gonna come up here smelling? We got to smell you. That's like raping us. You making us smell you. We came up all in here to be on top of each other and all this and all of that, and you're going to come up here smelling like this or not even smelling like that. How are you going to go from one person to the next person to the next person smelling, and we got to smell everybody? Get out of here. Excuse me?
Come on now.
Excuse? You better get your funky ass up and jump in the shower and come back and get me in a few minutes. And if you don't smell right after the shower, you have to get back in there and do it again.
I say, you know what, to be honest, you know, being a male and having, you know, being aware of my hygiene, I wasn't even aware that men would have odors, you know what I'm saying, until a young lady said that to me. She said the same thing like Trinity said to the gentleman that I was with. Wow, you know, you just smell so clean, you smell so fresh. I was like, they supposed to say. You know what I mean? Like,
and see, the thing is, and Trinity handled that very well because, and I love the way she did it. She did it in a classy way. She didn't make the young man embarrassed. And see, that's another thing. If you like, each one teach one, and she didn't make him feel embarrassed. She said, "Come here, baby. Uh-uh, honey, come here." She pulled him to the side and said, "Let me show you what you need to do." And it was all right. Everybody took, you know, it was a little snickering in the background. His two friends were standing on the side, snickering and stuff. But didn't he get the pussy afterwards? So, shut up. He was clean. He shaved that boy. He was clean. He was able to hit it and get it and go on. His friends are standing on the sideline snickering, and they ain't got shit.
Well, you know, like, he actually went home. He went home to make it even cleaner. And then he ate that. And
see,
he was like,
Wow, that's how you do that. You get see, and like I said, the best thing to do is always go by what you like to do. If you know you like to give oral, bring your oral stuff with you. If you know you like to be up in whatever, whichever hole, make sure you got enough condoms for all of that. Make sure you're prepared to do what you like to do. And make it keep it clean. Baby wipes, Listerine, all of that. Make sure you bring everything, your soap, your towels and your washcloths.
Now you
and
know
just
what?
Make sure you're smelling clean from person to person to person. Mm-hmm. Not just
you
because
me...
you're just there, but person to
you
person. Change. You know, it takes effort to stop, you know, do it in person and go back and wash up, but that's how it should be, and that's how we stay clean, and that's how we stop passing stuff on to each other. Staying clean.
You're gonna make me look at women different now who carry a bag in a club. I'm going to look at them different now.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Nene.
I thank y'all for letting me have my peace. I love y'all.
Thank you
love
so
you,
much,
Nene.
We appreciate you. We got some more callers. We see y'all. We appreciate y'all as well. Please hold tight. We're going to get to our callers. We just all over the place.
Live. They all the way live tonight.
They all the way live tonight.
I think we should definitely go ahead and take another call. Frankie, I'm gonna let you handle this one. I need you to be a gentleman and escort this lady in.
Oh, I will be a straight up gentleman.
Yes.
Thank you, Frenchie.
Stepping up to the plate, I got my homegirl, my road dog, my partner in crime, Snow Bunny, representing. Where you at, baby girl?
Holla, baby.
She's up in the building. This is like my ace in the hole. She tells y'all how we get down. Snow, introduce yourself to everybody.
Hey, y'all. Snow, a.k.a. Snow Bunny.
Hey, Snow
representing,
Bunny.
Where you representing, Snow Bunny?
How y'all
Where you
doing?
Welcome. Where you calling from, Snow Bunny?
Jersey. All day, baby.
Jersey in the building. Okay.
Both countries, north and south.
Oh.
Now, Bunny.
Okay.
Now, Bunny, you heard our topic for tonight, right?
I heard all the topics for tonight.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna let you ride with that. Well, go on, get it then. Tell us about your goodie bag.
Well, before that, I wanted to comment about in the beginning of the show when y'all were talking about what we thought of the lifestyle before we went in it. Well, me personally, like, I actually didn't know anything about it because I was married for 15 years. So, you know, I was naive to all that. When I ended my marriage or whatever, probably like a few months afterwards, I actually met up with a gentleman, and he got me into it. He said, he's like, I'm having a party at the house, this and third, and he said, it's a grown party, blah, 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 and he was like, I just want you to wear something sexy. So I'm like, okay, that's what's up, and I mean, I have an open mind. I mean, my mind is wild, so.
Oh, we know
like,
this. We know
so,
this.
I went to the party and actually just started off as just like a regular party. And then at like midnight is when he came out and basically, read all the rules, tell everybody what it's about. Everybody had to change. And he looked at me and he was like, all right, time to go change. I'm like, all right. So I went and changed, come back out, and me and him started the party. I was just like, holy shit. I was like, yo, this is my kind of people.
So since then
I'm just like, word. I was like, I wish I would have known that this lifestyle existed years ago, because this is just me. I mean, I think too with the lifestyle, it's very open, and the people in it are very open minded. Most people are not judgmental, and that's my thing. I don't judge anybody. Hey, to each his own, you do you, whatever. But everybody, for the most part, are not judgmental. They're very open, and that's what I love about the lifestyle. And that's what I love about the people in it. So.
All right.
Amen.
Now, as for my goodie bag, actually the lady who just spoke before said everything I was going to say. Before her, I noticed everybody was talking about the things that they brought, and I've not heard any woman talk about condoms other than her. And I want to know is why aren't women bringing condoms? Why are they relying on the men to have the condoms? Like, this is
good question.
So you
I have to always bring condoms.
If you go into a particular type of party, depending on the type of party, the host. Typically here, the host typically supply them just for that circumstance, because safety is first. You can't rely on everybody to be responsible, and if there's no condoms, there's no fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, see, to me, it's not even. I mean, obviously, it's condoms and safety, but like me personally, I'm very sensitive, so I can't just have any role. I don't know what you're putting on you. And I don't even know, I know a lot of men try to get those really thin ones or the ones to make it to where they don't feel anything. Well, how the hell am I supposed to trust you to know that you really have something on your dick? I can see you put it on, but then, hey, guys are slick. So I'm like, not happening.
Right.
I want to make sure that you're putting on what
I'm snowball.
Gotta do the reach around.
Yep. Oh, trust me, I do.
Hold on. Now, you got some women who now work the little Kegel muscles, and y'all be pulling that thing off now.
I know. Actually, I do that all the time. But, hey, at least
see?
I know.
But you
can
say it with
it.
Men.
but I can feel it.
But you
I know
can feel
I'm
it. He's
that.
Right. You can feel it. You know when you pull
yeah.
it off and they get whoa, like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Now,
okay.
You have
condoms,
some dirty little fuckers,
when you use those thin condoms, no bunny is absolutely right. When you use the thin condoms, you have to turn around sometimes like, wait a minute. Did
yeah.
you?
Okay, turn around.
Yeah,
what?
Exactly. Like, oh, no, Negro, I know you did not just do that.
Let me look at that. Let me look at that dick.
Mm-hmm.
She said, look, she said, turn around, not look down. She said, turn around. So you're already on all fours. I like that. See, y'all ain't touch that. I'm on you. I'm on you.
And then again, my biggest thing too is also mouthwash. Mouthwash is a must. And I don't understand why people who have parties, why they don't actually provide that. Like to me, any party I go to, that's I have a big ass like five big ass bottles in my parties because I'm like that's crazy. Y'all need to clean your damn dirty ass mouth.
Mouthwash. We usually have mouthwash to alcohol and a non-alcohol, and we also provide the little cups, and that's what you don't see. You see the mouthwash like, wait a minute, you need something. I need a container because if it's non-alcohol, I need you to have a little cup so I can rinse out my mouth.
Okay, I have my cup.
Got those
yep.
too.
I agree.
Another thing, people, when you practice safer sex, you don't want to brush your teeth in between providing oral, because then your teeth bleed and it opens up your mouth. So, you know, you want to save the brushing until the morning or when you're done doing what you're doing and stuff like that. Just a little tidbit. Yeah, we need to rinse your mouth in between, and then you do the hard brushing afterwards. So you don't want to do it before. You want to do it after everything is said and done. Thank you so much, Snow Bunny. We appreciate you. We like
Very
the fact
welcome.
That you're in the chat room. Thanks
Good
for
luck,
calling
please.
And participating. And hopefully we get to meet each other soon.
Oh
yeah, she's coming out. Come on, girl. Yeah,
all right.
Good luck, Crush. Good luck, Bunny. I get at you.
And that's right. We're going to take a caller who keeps going and leaving. Every time I try to go to him, he disappears again. All right. So I guess he disappeared. I don't see him. All right, but shout out to him. Jay, we're going to Jay.
Yep. Going into the goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First, I'd like to thank Central Pleasures. They represented the most out here tonight as far as listeners and stuff for on my end as far as people that I invited out. I'd like to thank Trinity, Crush, Frenchie, co-host, for giving me the opportunity to come out and, you know, just hang out with you guys. I'd like to thank the woman who gave me the name The Cure because it has carried on years, and I am living up to my name. Yes, I am. I have a bucket list now. I'm going to get my pizza with her first experience, you know what I'm saying? So I'm good. I made progress tonight. But, yeah, I just want to thank everybody, and we had a lot of fun, you know, to my group.
Yes, indeed.
Much love to you, you know what I'm saying? Represent. Got a lot of listeners from them as well. So just love y'all, and hope y'all tune in again, and I hope y'all had fun. We had fun. I hope y'all had fun.
Right on.
That's what's up.
Yes, indeed. And this is the man for sure, French in the building. I want to thank all my people from tuning in and all the lovely Texas, yes. Even my New Orleans people who was down and out, they still made the effort to check in. I'm going to be in AC this weekend, so those of you who like to party and get down, we got down at the Taj. We're going to be there Saturday through Monday. Me and Snow Bunny and Mickey Bear Rock, we all going to be out there holding it down. Y'all come through, check us out. We'll be at the Sensations Party on Saturday doing our thing. I want to thank Crush, Jay, and Trinity for doing another fine show tonight. Beautiful, ladies. Even on Ladies Night, it was a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time.
Wow. Well, I like that you say, even on Ladies Night, it's always hot. It's going to be hot in Swinger State of Mind, whether we want it to be hot or not, because we have some really hot, very detailed callers that definitely get the show going and definitely motivate us to keep going. I want to thank everybody that keeps calling in and supporting. We really do appreciate it. Our last show, we had over 400 downloads. What was that for count, Crush?
My last check, it was 416 archive and downloads.
And that is absolutely wonderful. So we definitely want to keep momentum up. We work hard to try to put an interesting show together so that people can have a spot, like you said, from the first beginning. You go to these parties, you're excited about the parties, but it's things you really can't talk about with your neighbors, your family, and your preacher. So we want to give everybody an outlet, and we want to tell anybody, when you call in, it's okay to press 1. We will definitely talk to you. I have my own projects going on besides Swing the State of Mind. Preston and I are working hard to get a new show up called The Voyeur that's going to be on the phone, Fantasy Radio. And The Voyeur, we're going to be discovering a new lifestyle altogether. We're going to really get into the minds of some attorneys and doctors, all that live alternative lifestyles, and really getting out and exploring pop culture. I'm also working on a reality series. We have started doing filming for that. So we've officially done 3 hours of filming for the reality show called SecretLifestyles.tv. So you definitely have to look out for that. And we are also, I'm doing a lot. Yes, I am. We're also producing an internet radio soap opera called Fantasy And we just had our first meeting last night. We have assigned the roles, and we're getting ready to go into the studio. We're going to be pushing this out to all the internet radio stations. So if you have any websites or groups and you want to live stream Fantasy Ranch, which is a brand-new soap opera about the in and out and the lives, the ups and downs of the swingers in Dallas, Texas. So it is going to be a very, very hot show. You can also check me out on Facebook. I'm at TrinityBlake.1. Or hit me up in the after party, because I'm going to the after party tonight, and I'm taking it all off, and I'm going to play in my bag, and I'm going to take some pictures and show what I have in my bag, what I take to parties. And I'm even going to switch up my hair, Frenchie. So I'm going to give you a couple of looks tonight. Are you okay with that?
See, I'm already in the after party. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on
you.
You
ain't
got
a tiny chat going. We need
to get
a tiny chat going the way things are sounding. We need to get our cams on. I'm just saying.
We had a lot of stuff that we wanted to talk about, and, you know, we're on the back end chatting with each other and trying to get it all in. We did not get to the orgy time tonight. We had a lot of hot questions. We haven't decided yet if we're going to post some of them in the after party or if we might save some of them for the next show. That'll be something, you know, we'll have to decide on the back end. But I definitely want to thank everybody for calling in, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Crush.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Super Fluffy Flirt, LaClaire's Heart. I'm sweating, I'm frustrated, I'm happy, I'm sad, all at the same time. very awesome show. Huh?
I said, you got a lot of, you and your pussy
got,
over there, I'm telling you.
Listen, he at the window right now enjoying the cool breeze. Don't bring him up. Looking at him, got the hot light on. Anyway, welcome. Thank you. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you, everybody that called in, that showed up, that showed out. Shout out to those people that's out there in the Midwest and in the South going through some things right now. But thanks to everybody that's making Swing a State of Mind a successful show. We're having a very awesome turnout for the whole month of August. We're going into our next month right now. So we've been doing the whole month of August, and we're going to continue this on into September. As you know, Phone Fantasy Radio have 3 or 4 other shows coming. We have The Voyeur with Trinity Blake. We also have Brick House with Brick that airs on Monday. And you have my personal show, The Honey Sweet, which is airing its debut next Tuesday. My topic will be sex and money. That's all I'm going to say. So, sex and money. I have Mr. UPS himself as my featured co-host. And Mr. J. Peoples will be in the building to give that male's perspective. You know, y'all all welcome to call in, 805-830-8320. So we'll be on from Monday to Thursday. Next month, we have the Sister Soldier Salute. That's going to be our celebration of women every Thursday, start at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, where we'll just be talking about some women topics, also highlighting some real awesome women in their perspective fields. We're going to get all up in their business, and we're going to shine a limelight on them, the fantasy limelight on them. So we have that going on. I'm working hard on the website, phonefantasyradio.com. phonefantasyradio.com. Like us on Facebook. We do have a Facebook, an official Swinger State of Mind radio show Facebook fan page at facebook.com/SSOM radio show. You heard us talking about an after party. That's our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Swinger State of Mind. So, you know, hit us up, Trinity, Blake, Jay Peoples, Frenchy French, the Crush Hearts, and we'll add you to the group. If you can't find it, leave us a message on the fan page. The link is up there. We'll add you to the group so we can continue this conversation. Once again, thanks to everybody that's been showing support and really following us. We had a live chat room as well during the show. I was peeping that, so I seen Mr. On the Quest from the Carolinas. He was in there. Thanks to all the guests, Sinful Pleasures, all the people that came out and showed out. We really do appreciate that. Last but not least, you have to be a friend. It's a closed group. You have to be
right.
A friend to join the group. I seen it. It was late, but I seen it. It is a closed group. It is a closed group. We don't want everybody in your business. You know, we want you to be able to be free and express yourself on and off the air. So what happens in the group stays in the group, pretty much. So definitely become a member of this group. And shout out to the members of our group. You know, Onyx
right.
Just joined. She just tuned in. I hope she's going to share some. You know, we got Snow. We got, I see Russo. Yeah. We got some people in there that called in tonight, so if you want to see what everybody look like and share some pictures and learn more about the lifestyle, that's the place to do. We'll be back next week at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. I'm sorry, folks. It's just a lot of dates and numbers to remember. We'll be back next Wednesday for another episode of Swingers State of Mind radio show. Okay. Once again, on Facebook. I'm reading as she's typing, folks.
Well, I was basically saying I wanted to make sure if you, because in order to get in the group, you have to be one of our friends. And I know I had quite a few people call in, and
mm-hmm.
I went ahead and added in Russo, and I got Onyx in there, and
mm-hmm.
a couple other people in there tonight. So my name on Facebook is Trinity Blake. TRINITYBLAKE. And if you find me and let me know you want to be added in, or if you go ahead and post on a fan page, we will definitely automatically go ahead and add you into the group. But first, we have to befriend you in order to add you. So don't be alarmed. We have to friend you first so you can get into the private group, because Frenchie is going to show us some cock tonight, just FYI.
Yes.
Cock. No,
yes.
Massive cock.
No. Okay.
Jay Peoples is in the group as well. Jay, you are in that thing. And yes, I said it. And I need to come up. I'm going to make a song this week. It's going to be called Cock.
Is that going to be our next commercial break? You just like the way it rolls off your tongue.
Yes. Cock.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the whole Grace Jones? Remember the Grace Jones on Boomerang? She was like, pussy. Be like, cock. You're going to read it.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, pussy, cock. That's how
it's going to be. Oh, my goodness. We are going to get lucky. We have some big plans for Swinging State of Mind radio show, folks, so definitely tune in. We have some good numbers for tonight. Can't wait for next week's show. Hopefully by then I'll have me a new fan. God. Oh, I'm going to a party too. Just wanted to say that. Shout out to the people I'm going to go check out Friday night. I'm going to a party. Maybe I can share that experience with somebody. Yeah.
Oh, we're having a little private party here in Dallas, since there's
I
so many big parties going on. Well, you saw I posted in the group. I also have a Facebook group called Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and we like to get together and do our thing, and we decided, you know, when everybody's out at the lake and doing all the big stuff, we want to do something small and freaky. So we're going to get together and have some cheeseburgers and sex Saturday night.
Cheeseburgers and sex. I know that's right. That's going to be the name of our next party.
Hey, my it ain't easy being hot.
Wow. You
have to drink a bottle with some White Castle.
Jay loves my cheeseburgers. Jay loves my cheeseburgers.
Jay, you got a story to tell, player.
Hey, I'm the guy that comes over and eats.
The question is, what do you eat?
Oh,
it ain't
no.
Walking.
Okay, man. Look, inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to
People
know.
People think that me and Jay have hooked up, but we've actually never hooked up.
I would never assume such a thing. I mean, he just comes over and
I mean, he does have a beautiful cock.
So I guess it's going to be show and tell for the men tonight, since it is ladies' night.
It
I'm
is ladies'
saying.
Night.
It is ladies' night, so, you know, we should get a little
It's ladies'
a little
night.
I know.
It depends. If that lovely lady get in our chat room tonight, I will show all.
You will show
She
all.
Know who she is. My love that I loved last time.
Hey, Lisa.
I wasn't going to put her out there.
Actually, she's in a group already. She's calling you out last week. She's calling you out last week.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
Always took on the yellow skin. Always took on yellow bones.
Oh, boy. That's what was happening last
yellow
week.
Bone. He's a yellow bone full figure. Right.
That's what happened last week. That was the conversation from last week. You was, you know, doing our fantasies, and you was just on some red bone-ness, red bone-neck. So, you know, we was feeling some type. Us dockies. Was feeling some type of way.
Darkness is a beautiful thing. I like darkness.
It sure is. And shout out to all my shiny black brothers.
Shiny. Mm-hmm. They need to wipe the grease off their forehead or something.
Yeah, shout out to my shiny black brothers. I mean,
they shiny and they wearing dinky jumpsuits.
No, girl. You gotta look on my Facebook page.
Uh-oh.
My cover page. That's shiny black. And they in dicky jumpsuits about that.
I like dicky jumpsuits.
You know,
I like the mask.
Listen,
I like dickies too. I'm not saying anything wrong with dickies, but I like them around the ankle with his Tim still on. You know, and the cheese
hey,
just clicking, and the keys are just a clicking, clack clack. You know, keep the tempo going. That's what I like about Dickies. You know, that's what I'm thinking. When you say Dickies, I have a whole scene going on in my head. You got the wife beater wrapped around, still on the arms, but you know how they just pull it over the neck, just pull the head out? Yeah.
No, I never think that.
You know what I'm talking about, Trinity.
Yes.
Right. Yes. You know what Trinity. This is ladies' night. My ladies know what I'm talking about. Not you, Frankie. My ladies know what I'm talking about. The Tims are still on deck. The set of keys on the side, because you know they always have the keys on the hook right there.
And you
standing up. You don't need to be on all fours. You standing up, and he got a little slight bend in his knee, and he just.
Yes.
Yes.
He's grinding on your hip.
He's grinding. He's smacking. He's pulling.
Oh.
He's pushing.
Really?
You throwing it back. You making it clap. You letting it right all over him.
Oh, my God. I'm used to seeing top of skulls.
By the end, by the time he finished, he's going to be thinking, I'm in love with a skipper.
Yes.
I asked Crush where she got that camera at hidden in my house. She's talking about what I just finished doing the other night.
Can I just ask this? She's on the bed. She's at the edge of the bed. Do your knees touch the edge of the bed? You know, you got to put the lock on there. No. Listen now. You got to lift and separate. You know, you getting up in there, you got to get up in there, right? So she's at the edge of the bed. Your knees are just locked on the edge of the bed. You got that slight bend to the knees because we don't want you to fuck up nothing. Slight bend to the knees. You lift it real high. You separate with the thumbs. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you wasn't
No, explain.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
That's why you got the Tims on. You can't be sliding all over the place. You got to hold on to her.
But that's for grip.
You know,
and
ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about because he's standing up, but yet you're still riding. How does that Justin, yes. How does that work?
Yes,
y'all
I
ain't
know.
Doing that.
Raise his hand. Raise his hand. Look, Ma, no hands.
Oh, I'm just saying that this conversation can be continued right at the after party on facebook.com/group/swingerstateofmind. That's where we will be. Once again, thanks to everybody who tuned in and showed us love. We greatly appreciate it. Join us next week, Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on that note, everyone have a great holiday weekend.
Keep it swaggy. Mm-hmm.
Peace out. Peace out.
Peace in the Middle East.
Play that Madonna song. Don't play the Madonna song, girl.
Exactly. I can't play what Madonna
song. She's been waiting all night. She's been waiting all night to play the song.
Yes.
Oh.
Gotta end Ladies' Night with the vagina song.
Sex happens.
Some of them are hairy. Some of them are bald. Some are kind of scary. And this is what they're called. Vagina.
Vagina.
They call that thing vagina. That's why I sing my song. Vagina,
vagina.
They call that thing vagina. Clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, 'cause they've been douched too much.
Vagina.
Vagina. They call that thing vagina. In the moon.